Jake Gyllenhaal.
Please tell us you're trying to be funny.
What?
As in the pronunciation of his name.
That's how you pronounce it?
No, it's how you spell it. It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Gyllenhaal. Gyllenhaal. How did I say it? Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. Welcome along to Season 2, Episode 5. I've gave in. I'm just going to call it that. Season 2, Episode 5 of the podcast. Now, first week, I tried to get people to leave a review boxy by telling them to do one, to fuck off. Then last week, I begged. I think we've had like 2 reviews in total. So what I thought is, I thought I'd do something completely different. Now, we had the brilliant Dan from Cheddar Stinks Twitch and from the Date Pie podcast. Oh, I always forget this. Hello, Boxy.
Yeah, no, this isn't a solo podcast, Tom, to remind you.
I tried to make it a solo one, didn't I?
You did, yeah. You tried to sneak that one past me. Just FYI, viewers, I was saying to Tom, I might struggle a little bit with recording. And he said, well, I could always do just me talking. I was like, whoa, hang on, we'll make things work.
The instant, like, it was instant. It wasn't even like a deliberation. Oh, I'll see whether I can get back. It was like, no, no, it's fine, I'll come back. He's probably left his family in some sort of far-flung part of the UK just to make sure I didn't release an episode in his name just on my own. So... it's probably best for the listeners. They're probably all cheering. No one wants to hear me bang on for nearly an hour.
I mean, the analytics are dropping enough as they are, Tom. We don't want to drop any further.
Well, this has changed. The analytics are going to change now. Are you ready?
Because
Dan from Dear Pie Podcast was on. And if you don't listen to the Dear Pie Podcast, have a listen. Every so often, Dan knocks in an inspirational speech at the end of his podcast. So I thought I would write an inspirational speech to get us some reviews. Are you ready for it?
I'm hard already.
Okay. Let's see if I can make you flaccid. So, listen up, noble listener. You. Yes, you. With the earbuds and the snack crumbs on your hoodie, you have a power. A power greater than any sword, spell, or slightly overpowered RPG protagonist, you have the power to leave a review. I know what you're thinking. Why me? I'm just one person, probably listening during my mid-morning bowel movement. But that's where legends are made. Because every 5-star review you leave pushes us one step closer to fame, fortune, and maybe, just maybe, a Manscaped sponsorship. Do it for your country. Do it for retro gaming. Do it because we're 30-something, slightly tired, and we're doing this instead of fixing our personalities. So I say, be brave. Sorry, brave. Be bold. That's why I got mixed up. Click the stars. Type a few nice words, become a hero of the algorithm, and remember, 30-something gamers need you. Because without you, we're just two blokes complaining about cartridges into the void. Now go forth, champion of audio, and leave that review. What do you think?
God's sake, it's like a council estate version of Braveheart. Jesus Christ, what are you on about?
No, we'll get at least 3 reviews from that, I bet you.
I quite liked the sympathy reviews that we got off your plea from the last time
we got recorded. We got one.
Well, one's better than nothing, isn't it?
Well, we're going to get like 3 or 4 from that, easy.
Slow and steady wins the race, Tom. This is not a marathon. No, this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. There you go.
Get that one right.
Yeah.
I need to be a bit easier on you, actually, because last episode, I've had messages from like 2 different people. One of them was like, you sounded proper done and pissed off with Boxy last episode, like proper pissed off. And then I got a message off our travelling listener, my mate in the Merchant Navy, and what was it he just wrote out as? He said, well, he was struggling with Rockbusters at first, but then before that he said, listening to episode 4, you're being a right dick to Boxy, the poor lad. So I didn't think I was that bad with you, but apparently I was horrible last episode.
Mission accomplished, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I annoyed you, and you sounded like you're at the end of the rope, and people are actually having sympathy for me. That is a slam dunk in my eyes.
If that's what you aspire for, that's what you aspire for. So let's get straight in to... I say straight in. We've been babbling on for, I don't know, how 5 minutes already.
Well, Boxy, you have.
Well, I know, but I was very inspirational, so it was worth it.
If you say so.
Oh, I tell you what it is. If you didn't like that, wait to see what I've got in store for next episode. So, Boxy, what you been playing?
I know I spoke about this on the last episode to some degree, but I am still playing Black Myth Wukong because it's such a beast of a game. And because I've been away, I haven't had a lot of chance to play much else at the moment. I mean, it's like any Souls-like games. It takes about 40-odd hours to get through it because most of the time is spent dying. It's pretty good, though. Like, I am really enjoying it. I was kind of saying on the last pod that unlike your From Software games, this is just like a big boss rush. There's like a boss every 20 minutes in this game. And because they're all really difficult, you're going to die however many times before you get onto the next one. So there isn't much downtime, really. Like, you know, in From Software games, when you get through a really tough boss, you're like, yeah, oh, I can have a bit of a break now. I'm just going to fuck about with these normal enemies, start exploring, collect the loot and everything. It's not really like that in Black Myth. So it's literally just jumping from one boss to the next, and it is a bit exhausting, but they are really, really good, so I can't really complain. But it's one of those games that I need bursts of. I can only really play it in an hour or two, and then I need a break until the next night. I mean, the story is so batshit insane. I mean, I know Journey to the West isn't the most simple story on the planet, but you're an actual monkey who's visiting all these very weird and wonderful characters. But what's the most annoying thing about it is with every attack and every jump, it makes monkey sounds.
Right.
So when you swing your staff, he goes, woo-hoo! And then when he jumps, he does another monkey noise every single time. And I don't know if you do this, but this is definitely because I'm checked out of the story. I don't know what the hell's going on, and I'm not that interested in it, to be honest. So now I turn the volume down and I put on a podcast. Do you do that?
I can't really play games with podcasts on. I mean, I say that, but I've not played any game recently where I've really been sort of like grinding, if you know what I mean. I think podcasts and stuff like that are really good when you are doing something like those games that I can't mention, because you see, I see it all the time, and you're just grinding and grinding and grinding. That's a great time to put them on, but I've not played any of them recently. And obviously, at the minute, a lot of the time I'm streaming. So when I'm streaming, I'm talking to chat, and obviously you can't listen to podcasts then. But also when I'm not streaming, I'm tending to play sort of games that I really want to get into, that are really narrative driven, because they're really hard to play on stream, because you can't put everything into it because you're starting to talk to chat and stuff like that. So the games that I'm playing outside of my streaming, which I'll get on to next week and stuff like that, are really heavily like sort of narrative based, and it doesn't sort of leave that opportunity to listen to pods and stuff like that. But like I say, if I play like a Monster World Hunter, you know, where you're just playing hundreds of hours and stuff like that, I think I definitely would. Any podcasts that you suggest that we should listen to?
Well, I don't know if this makes you sound basic or not, but I'm really into American comedian drama.
Stop. The first answer was supposed to be Us.
Pardon?
The first answer was supposed to be the one podcast you should be listening to is Us. Have you never done public relations or anything?
I wouldn't listen to this shit if you paid me.
No, well, there is that one.
And you're not even paying me, so it doesn't matter. No, I am really into tacky drama involving American comedians like Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura and Brendan Schaub. For some reason, really interested in it.
What do you mean, like, drama? Like, as in, like, The Archers?
No, like they're falling out with each other, and you know those people on YouTube who make analysis videos of just studying comedians or professors or personalities or whatever, and just say, "Oh, there's something going on here. There's a bit of drama. They look like they've got some beef with this person." I get really into all that for some reason. I don't know why,
You know when you
but
said you might make yourself feel sound like a basic bitch? You
yeah.
really are. You sound like you're watching like a gossip, like, I don't know, The Only Way Is Essex or Love Island, but like boxed up in a different platform so you don't think like you're like a prick, but you are. Because it's like, oh, he said this about him and he said this. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but it is quite addictive, don't you think? And don't
No.
fucking insult me by saying it's the same as Love Island and The Only Way Is Essex, because it's not. And Love Island is on at the moment, and my wife is watching it, and it means I get to game instead. So, you know, pros and cons with all these shit TV that's on at the moment. But no, I listen to that stuff because I don't know, I'm interested in it. And with taking it back to gaming before you take off on your tangents just to insult me.
Well, can I take it back the t so are you saying you listen to podcasts while you're playing Black Myth? Because see, for me, a lot of the time why I can't do that as well, like, I'm assuming, are you taking the sound completely off the game?
So here's what I do. Mainly on, because most of the time with Black Myth, you're playing boss fights. So I will play the boss fight clear without podcast music. And if it's really challenging or if it's easy, then fair enough. I've listened to the soundtrack. I'm getting a vibe of what the game's, what the whole overall package is all about. But if I'm dying a hell of a lot of times and it's a case of having to learn every move and every step and every combo that this dickhead's throwing at me, then I need something to take my mind off it because I just kind of get too involved in the game. You know, when you like overthink, especially on games like Elden Ring, Dark Souls, you can overthink something and it makes it 10 times harder than it is. Like, I don't know about you, but when I play those games, I can grind and grind and grind for like 2 hours trying to take someone down, get absolutely nowhere, go to bed, pick it up again the next day, and breeze it in the first go just because I'm fresh into it.
I was going to mention that. I was going to say, when you're overthinking, I was going to say sometimes I was doing a sort of like a boss rush and a combat challenge on a game I can't talk about because you see I mention it all the time, and it was exactly the same. It took me hours up hours. Next morning, woke up fresh, and you sort of one shot it. But what I was going to say, especially with like a Souls-like game, do you not need like the sound effects and stuff to help you with timings for dodges and parries and stuff like that? I feel like I need them. Like this, it's not just the visual helping us. It's the if it's good game, it's the sound of our design, the sound effects and stuff like that are helping me time my sort of parries and all that type of thing. So I feel like if I turn it off and put a podcast on, it would just take us so long to just learn it visually.
I mean, I try and react to movements rather than sound. I mean, there's not too many sound triggers in this game, but I know what you mean. Like, if there's a roar or like a you know, he says something, then it goes into another combo. But yeah, I think it's just because grinding a boss takes so much time, and you do get to a point when you're like, I'm getting a little bit bored of this now. Like, I need just something else to just take my mind off it.
I feel like that we learn things in a different way then. Like, we'll have to work what animals we are. What animals hunt by movement? That can be you.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Right, you're Tyrannosaurus. I've seen your small arms, so that's you, and you're extinct. And then, what animal hunts by sound? Is that like an
Dickheads.
owl or a bat? I'm a bat. I'm like a vampire. No, because I don't just mean like, oh, they say something's coming up. I feel like a lot of the times when I'm doing that fight, there's rhythms, and it can also knock me off because if I hit a parry and it's got that sound effect, I time me parries, if you know what I mean, to those sound effects. So if I'm off by like a millisecond on the first one, likely for me, my next three or four are going to be off a millisecond because I'm timing them rather than sort of looking at them. So that's why I'm a better gamer than you. I use all my senses where you're just senseless.
If you say so, but I would say Black Myth is really cheeky because it makes a trigger or the boss does a trigger and you think, oh, I need to dodge this. And it doesn't have a block button anyway, so you're just constantly dodging in this game. But then it is so delayed. It will make like a movement, but the actual blow won't come for like another couple, 3 seconds, and it really throws you out. And unlike
there's Sekiro, nothing worse when you're waiting for the blow and it's 3 seconds too late. It just completely knocks me out of my stride as well.
You know, as soon as I said that, I'm like, oh, fuck, I've just opened the door to that one, haven't I?
Yeah.
So predictable.
Well, I am going to, next episode, talk about a game that will honestly tickle your hemorrhoids. You will love it, right?
And if you say Final Fantasy, I'm going to hit you with my fucking car.
It's not.
I know, because I know you've been playing it.
I know, but I might have been playing something else as well. And what have you just said? My ADHD's kicked in. What were we talking about?
What?
Well, my ADHD's just kicked in. I'm halfway through the sentence making my point, and I've completely forgot what I was mentioned. The game
you
I'm
said
playing.
You said I was going to come over the game that you're playing at the moment.
Yeah, but why did I say that? What were you talking about?
Well, I was about to talk about Sekiro, but then you cut me off.
No, we don't have to bother about what we were going to talk about. What were you talking about? You're talking about a mechanic in Black Myth.
Dodging?
Yeah, but what about dodging?
I was saying, in Black Myth Wukong, there's no block button. You have to dodge. You have to dodge. And unlike Sekiro, where you can parry and dodge, rolling takes up more stamina, takes up more time, because I did get into the bad habit of Sekiro, where I was just spamming the blocking button.
Yeah, right, okay. There was something else that you said that was relevant to the game I've said, but if you can't remember, you've just spoilt this segment. We may as well move on.
Riveting conversation as always, Tom.
Yeah. I apologize. Honestly, I was really going somewhere, but me thoughts just went everywhere, and I was like, I'm halfway through this sentence saying he'll really like this game because of something, and I forgot what it is that he said. In the comments, put what it is. I don't know how you'll know. Let's just move on. I've ruined this. Just give us some trivia at me face and make me feel even less of a man.
It's the right time for it, let's say. Okay, so let's jump straight into it. And I'm not even going to tell you that I'm doing the theme song. It's just normal now, isn't it?
I wouldn't. I'd be asking where it was if you didn't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. How am I supposed to know that? So, yes, it gets better every time you hear it, doesn't it?
Well, I thought you would slowly get the Macam accent better, but it hasn't happened.
It's getting worse, if you ask
me. It is.
Right. So, yes, this is trivia. It's my favourite part of the podcast, where we find out whether Tom is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that We Happy Few is an accurate description for his own Discord community.
I wouldn't say a few. We're over 80 strong. And actually, on that note, there was something I wanted to mention. Before we get into trivia, I need to say a big congratulations to Dave and Elena from my Happy Few community, as you call it, because they got married at the weekend. They met in my chat over a year ago, and they were awesome enough to invite me to the wedding, so me and the family went down, and it was great. And this will blow your mind. Guess what they did today? Guess what they did today?
They did a charity stream of a game. They streamed a game.
No. They got matching tattoos, his and hers, with my logo on it.
You're joking.
No. I told you. I'm going to be huge. I've already got Fnatic's. And they are, don't just say it, they're two amazing people as well. The wedding was brilliant and amazing. Congratulations. But yes, they're the first of likely many.
To get tattoos of your face?
No, it wasn't my face. I've got another logo of it, like where it's just the words, if you know what I mean. They weren't going to put my face on. Come on. No one's doing that. No one's having me etched onto their body. But if you do, send it in and you can have a guest spot on this podcast. Just my face, massive, or Boxy's, to be fair, or both of us. You can be on two episodes if you
I'd
get.
I'd have you tattooed on my arsehole, Tom.
That would be great. I'm going to have a T and an M on each of my cheeks. So when I bend over, it says Tom.
And when you have a, yeah, no, I'm not going that now.
Tim, right, trivia.
Trivia. No, congratulations to Dave and Elena. It's absolutely fantastic news. What a love story. Mm. What a social media love story for the ages. That is wonderful. And came together through a combined love of gaming, and that's what we're all here for. So congratulations. Right. Where am I? Trivia. Here we go. Should I do the theme song again, or are we past that?
We're good.
You sure?
We're good.
Okay. So this week we are talking about video game films. Now, video game films are notorious for being pretty fucking terrible, if I say so. But they exist, and they're here to stay, and they're going to keep coming. So we might as well celebrate what little quality we have of them. Now, I am going to name a few actors and actresses who have been in video game films. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is say what film they've been in.
Okay. All right, okay.
Okay. Now, some of these people have been in a few video game films, so I will take any answer. Mm-hmm. Sound easy?
Yeah, it does, but I'm really bad with actors and actresses' names. Am I able to Google a picture of them?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, most of these people are quite well known.
All right, well, okay. Well, if they're really well known, I'll not. But if I'm not sure, can I get a picture of their face up?
I'll
get half a point.
Okay. Well, you're not filling me with much hope for this round. I thought this would be a lot easier compared to last.
Well, I might ace it. I don't want the fact that I don't know who the actor is to.
Like, you should. I mean, there's a couple of hard ones towards.
Like,
the
if
end.
You say Brad Pitt, I know who Brad Pitt is, but if you say like Thermos Multigold, I'll be like, who the fuck's Thermos Multigold?
I don't know, because you just made it up. That's the most made-up name I could think of.
I can't believe that's the first made-up name I came to.
Thermos, great name. Thermos Mermus. Right, okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question one. Mark Wahlberg.
Max Payne.
Congratulations. He's also been in another one.
Ooh. Was the second film... Was it after his Max Payne role?
Yes.
So he's a bit bigger and more famous, which means it's probably a bigger franchise. Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know what else he's been in. By the way, the Max Payne film is terrible.
It's absolutely appalling.
But it is.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. He co-stars with Tom Holland.
Oh, I've watched that. You know what it is? People are really down on the Uncharted movie, but it wasn't too bad. But the fact he plays Sully is ridiculous.
I thought, fuck Tom Holland, but I thought Mark Wahlberg would be a better Drake than fucking Tom Holland, who looks about 12, even though he's probably about our age now.
They would definitely want to like franchise it, weren't they? And like had eyes on 5 years, 10 years time. We still want Tom Holland to like be able to move, and like hopefully Mark Wahlberg will go white and grow a tash, which he's never going to do because he's found God now, so God will save his grays, won't he? Have you seen this? I get adverts on my, is it like YouTube or TikTok when you're scrolling, and then every now and again an advert comes up, and it's Mark Wahlberg advertising like a prayer app. Like he's proper born again. Like,
I've seen his daily routine and it's absolutely insane. It's like wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, pray for an hour, go to the gym for 2 hours, go and play 18 holes of golf, come back for some breakfast, go and do some work, take his kids to school. It's absolutely insane. Like, no one does that.
Yeah, they do. Like, this is what I always say. Oh, yeah, looks impressive. If I had no money worries, no stress, and all I had to do was go into in front of a camera and say something for a little bit, no worries in the world, I could wake up at 6 o'clock. Do you know what it is? Have you seen, there's loads of those videos where they're like, they wake up at 6 o'clock and they put the head in a bowl of like ice water.
Yeah.
I keep wanting, I'm going to make a TikTok, here's a first for you. I keep wanting to do that, of like, wake up 4 o'clock, and then I put my head in the water and the Sonic the Hedgehog Drowning music comes on. But I just can't keep not enough time to get around to that stuff. And the same thing as we always go on about, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a few videos where I put actual effort in some editing and stuff recently, and they did shit. And then I've done a couple of videos where I just see random things at a camera, and they've done all right. So where's the point, really? So I'm not creatively stunted. I'm just efficient.
Well, that's charmingly depressing, isn't it?
I don't know why how we get to these. All you asked was, what film is Mark Wahlberg in?
You went down some personal torment, so sorry. Yeah, let's move on.
Sorry.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Please tell us you're trying to be funny.
What?
As in the pronunciation of his name.
That's how you pronounce it?
No, that's how you spell it. It's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, Gyllenhaal. How did I say it? Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal? Like he was the... Like a lord of a castle. I'm just stalling, so I'm trying to think. George. Jake Gyllenhaal. Is this recent?
No, about 10 years, I'd say.
I was going to say, because he's like a big star now, isn't he? I can't imagine him in a video game movie.
Oh, he's always been a big star. Mate, Brokeback Mountain. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, but you don't know his name. He can't have been that big of a star.
Well, I do know his name. I just didn't pronounce it correctly, did I?
Yeah, but... It's like you don't say Brad Pitt. No one says Brad Pitt.
Well, let's face it. It's spelled P-I-double-T. You can't really fuck that up easily, can you?
But Pitté. When it's
Gyllenhaal.
Pitté. Which has got Brad like a Pitté.
Which has got like a Y and a W.
Okay, then. You don't say Angelina Jolly.
Well, no, because it's not spelled J-O-L-L-Y, is it?
No, but it's spelled... Dom Jolly. The phonetic way that Jolie is spelt could be Jolly, but no one ever says Jake... Jolly, not fucking Jake, Angelina Jolly, because she's a big star. Jake Gyllenhaal, you can't pronounce his name, ergo, tiny.
Are you done stalling?
No, can I have a clue? He wasn't in like Detective Pikachu or anything, was he? That wasn't 10 years ago. I know that was Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
No, just give us a clue.
Arguably, it was the first 3D platformer ever.
Arguably the first 3D... The first 3D platformer? I can't get Super Mario 64 and Bubsy 3D out my head.
Well, clearly there's not going to be a fucking Bubsy 3D film, is there? Especially starring Jake.
He'd make a great Bubsy.
What's this? An arrow? It's just the whole thing.
The first ever 3D platformer?
No, forget that.
Absolute tool.
Right, hold on. Arguably, first ever 2D platformer. Or is it? I don't know. It's definitely one of the first
freaking
ones.
Freaking hell. It's a first something.
Yeah.
The first ever 2D platformer. That's going to be like Atari stuff. And that's definitely not a film.
It's definitely the first of something, but I've...
Well, this isn't
sure.
A clue. I need a clue that's actually worthwhile.
Okay, it's been going for a hell of a long time, this series. If that wasn't blindingly obvious from the first ever statement.
Space Invaders.
Nope. Right, you haven't got it.
Haven't got a clue.
Prince of Persia.
It's not the first ever 2D platformer.
It's definitely the first. It was definitely a pioneering.
I think it was the first thing that have like people rotoscoped into games. Like they did the motion capture and used that animation in the game.
I mean, I don't know about that.
And that's got to be like the first ever.
It's definitely the first of something.
Well, class, thanks for the clue. First of something.
Yeah, what more
I forgot, do you want? I forgot the Prince of Persia had a film, to be fair.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Okay, so you did. We started off well, and now we're kind of slowly going downhill. But you know, my optimism is still there. Mila, I'm going to pronounce. You're going to have a go at me about this as well.
Resident Evil.
Mila. Right. Okay. Yeah. Didn't even pronounce her last name, and she was in another one as well.
Can you technically count The Fifth Element, because that got made into a game? So does that count as a game movie?
No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about films that have been made off the back of
I just
video
wanted to
games.
say Multipass. That's the only reason that I brought up Fifth Element. So she's been in Resident Evil. Was she in one of the really bad UV baller or bowler ones?
I don't think so.
No, okay. So Resident Evil. I was talking about the Resident Evil movies actually on stream yesterday, and I didn't realize how many there were. And
It's
someone
quite a few.
mentioned Mila Jovovich, and I said, "Oh, I said, did she like bow out after two? Like thinking she was in two, then it started to go a little bit, you know, like the Saw series downhill. Like they've got 17 now." And then someone put it in, "Oh no, she was only in the first six." I think, Christ. I didn't know that I had that many. Another game movie. Was she in the new Borderlands film or anything?
Nope.
No, I don't know the second one. And you can give us a clue if you want. I'll try and get it from there.
It's very recent. Well, in the last few years, I'd say.
And the last. Oh, when you said very recent, I thought she might have been in the Minecraft, but I'm assuming not.
No, it's a series which you and me don't have a lot of interest in.
You and me. We rarely agree on stuff, so that's Dishonored? No, hasn't got a film. Deathloop hasn't got a film.
Yeah, I'd hate that as well.
Yeah.
No, it's Monster Hunter.
We mentioned that like once.
Yeah, and we
Your
agreed that
clues are
we have got no
terrible.
interest in
Yeah,
it.
next one. I got that point. I got six films there. I just had to say Resident Evil and I got 6 points.
Yeah, I've only seen the first one, and it wasn't terrible. It was all right.
It's, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it's not Resident Evil. Like, nothing to do with the story at all, really, is it?
No, but it was entertaining, and
Yeah.
that's what you want from a film. Okay, my main man, Sean Bean.
Sean Bean. Does Lord of the Rings count? Lord of the Rings games?
Right, can we just back up to the conversation we had literally about 2 minutes ago? These are films that are based off.
GoldenEye. That's a film,
Are
and
you
he's
done winding me up?
Alex Trevelyan.
No one wants to hear about your beloved GoldenEye.
Sean Bean. I think that was no. That was a terrible bastard. I need to go Yorkshire, full Yorkshire
Sean Bean.
bastard.
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean. You sounded like Michael Caine.
Sean Bean,
My
blow the
name
bloody
is
doors off.
Sean Bean. Oh. I thought I was going to get this easy, but again, I've just thought of loads of games that were made on the movie was in, rather than vice versa.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Again, recent or past?
No, this one's going back quite a way now.
Quite a way. That's even stranger. The TV series Sharp wasn't based on a video game, was it?
Surprisingly, no.
I'll need a clue with this one. I'm really drawn up. I thought that would be easy, but I'm drawing a blank. That's
Horror series.
good question. Oh, he's in Silent Hill.
Well, spit on my hand and pass me a flannel. Well done. Silent Hill.
Right, here we go. Because I always have this conversation with chat. I'll leave it. Actually, I'll leave it. Because it could come into play a little bit later on. Continue on
So,
with your trivia, good sir.
okay, you left me hanging there. The Rock.
Doom. Doom.
He was in Doom.
And. Oh, Jumanji's technically. I just got mixed up with game. The Mummy Returns has got a video game. Can I get another point?
No, he is in another game, though.
Was going to say, I'm sure he's in another one. Is he in Minecraft? It seems like the type of thing he'd be in. No.
No.
Oh, that's the other big guy in it. Mimosa. Doom and. Oh, I like War Dwayne. He's a lovely fella.
I think it's all a facade. I bet he's a dickhead in real life.
He could be, but.
Never trust overly nice people.
I always think if I had that money, I'd be a right twat. So that's why I don't really. Trust those people with that level of money. Another video game movie.
Right, this is an arcade game. This is going back quite a long time.
Rampage,
Rampage.
which had like nothing really to do at all with the game.
Nah.
I've only seen, no, I saw San Andreas. Does the monkey actually climb up the building and punch it?
I haven't seen it.
I don't
Emma
know.
watched it on a flight once and she said it was a pile of shit, so I didn't bother.
I can imagine.
Okay. My favorite Jack Nicholson impersonator, Christian Slater.
Christian Slater was in Alone in the Dark.
He was. I thought that was going to be one of the harder ones.
No, there we
Our
go.
favorite U-Bowl film,
Yeah.
spectacularly awful films. He did so many of them.
He just went round collecting game licenses for films, didn't he? And just,
Yeah, fuck them all up.
I don't think he's made one good film. But has he made, like, is he in the category of so bad it's good?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of them. He did Postal, Far Cry, Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead, Blood Rain, so many fucking video games. And he's funny because all the critics who gave him terrible scores and panned him, he used to challenge them to boxing fights.
That's great.
So
Right then.
he's a bit of a character.
I like that. I like that.
Okay.
On talking on really bad films, do you enjoy your really bad film?
Oh yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out to people who are far bigger than us and they don't need the shout out. But there's these Irish lads called OSW Review. They normally do old school wrestling reviews on YouTube. It's like a video podcast. It's hilarious. If you watched old school wrestling, you don't have to watch wrestling like it now. They just sit and take the piss. It's very much our humour, is the best way I describe it, Artie. But they do movies every now and again. And have you ever heard of a film called Fatal Deviation?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
There's an Irish guy called Jimmy Bennett, I think, who thought he was going to be the next Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay.
He had all these martial art sort of belts and stuff like that, and he thought he was going to be, oh, I'm going to be in the movies and stuff. And he contacted loads of like studios and stuff. Was like, oh, I can do this and blah 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 blah, all that type of things. Anyway, and he must have got like pity emails or pity letters back saying, oh, it's great, but we haven't got like a show reel and stuff like that. So he funded his own film in Ireland, in like the sticks of Ireland, a martial art Irish film. And it is so funny, so good. And there's two ways to watch it. I mentioned it on stream and someone found it. The full movie is on YouTube. Or if you watch the OSW guys talk about it, it's funny to watch because it's like you're watching it with people taking the piss out of it as you do, and they give you some sort of things about behind the scenes and stuff like that, and it's so good. It's please, someone in the chat, if so, in the I keep them streaming in the comments, if you've seen it, let us know what you thought of it, and if you haven't, please go and watch it and put in the comments how good it is, because I think if we ever get to anything where we have bonus, really really bonus episodes or anything, Boxy, I think I'd want you to watch that and give me your review of it. It's chef kiss bad. It's up there with the Room and
Oh, I'd
stuff.
love it then.
Yeah,
Yeah. There
it's classic.
is art in bad.
Yeah.
I just love the idea of someone putting their heart and soul into something and thinking it's amazing and it's just fucking terrible. Yeah, like the Tommy Wiseau, The Room, and I think Freddy Got Fingered is a masterpiece because Tom Green knew it was terrible. Like, and he just pranked the whole of Hollywood. He said, give me $14 million or whatever, and I'm just going to make the worst film known to man. And they all were like, well, it's, adventurous and interesting, and I suppose it's funny, so we'll give it a go. And they let him put it out, and it was absolutely horrendous.
I regularly sing, Daddy, have you got some sausage? Daddy, have you got some sausages in daily life? I don't know why, but it stuck there with us, just with the piano and the sausages on the string going up and down. People who haven't seen the film, which is half the people my age and everyone born after the Jackass, whatever boom you want to call that, the gross out comedy, I just look at us thinking, why is he talking about his daddy and sausages?
There's a lot going on in that film.
Yeah, there is.
And then it's the bit where he swings a newborn baby around by his umbilical cord, and you're like, what the fuck am I watching? But they approved it, they greenlit it, and that's what makes it a masterpiece. Anyway, you've got one more left.
Here we go. Here we go. Last one, out with a bang.
Out with a bang. David Harbour.
That's a Hellboy.
Yeah, the shit Hellboy.
Yeah. That was my answer at first, and I realised that's a comic book, not a video game. Dave Harbour. Is this since he was Stranger Things famous, or is this before he was Stranger Things famous?
Post Stranger Things.
Oh, okay. That makes it interesting.
Now, I forgot this film came out, which is shows just how forgettable it is. Right. But it's a very famous video game.
Was he the main role in it, or was he like side?
He was a supporting character, I think. But I didn't know who the main guy was, so I thought, David Harbour, you're bound to know who that is.
Yeah, right.
And Orlando Bloom's in it as well.
Oh, do we see his penis?
Okay. Probably not in this film.
Have we talked about Orlando Bloom's penis on two podcasts now?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not Leisure Suit Larry, if that's what you mean.
Orlando Bloom and Dave Harbour. I need a clue about the game.
I think it was a PS1 launch title.
I don't know them. So it's obviously released a long time after it came out.
Yeah.
Were people very much looking forward to it and it fell flat on its arse?
Pretty much.
That could be any video game movie, really, couldn't it? I'm not mad at that.
It's one of those things where it's a really famous video game, but you're like, oh, fuck, I completely forgot they made a film about that. Yeah, completely forgettable.
Nah, I could be here all night.
It's Gran Turismo.
Did they make a Gran Turismo film?
They did. And
I can remember. I never went to see it. I remember the press about it a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say Aaron. I was originally going to do Aaron Paul because he was in Need for Speed. Because they did a film about that as well.
I'd have got that one. I knew Aaron Paul was in Need for Speed.
Yeah, but I thought that was quite easy because he's not in a lot of things at the moment out of Breaking Bad. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought I'd go for that one as the hardest one. But I completely forgot that film came out.
Yeah, I would never have guessed that. Never have guessed that in a month of Sundays.
Well, you did okay. You did better than last week.
You say that every week, but it can't be true.
Well, I'm just going on the basis it's a moment by moment thing, isn't
you
it?
You just forget how well I did and assume I did shit. So say, oh, you did better than next week, last week. I beat Dan last week.
You did. It was a very difficult round. You know what? I don't feel bad about that round last week. It was funny.
It was terrible. It was really bad.
I don't feel bad at all.
I can't believe, obviously, Dan, because he has a reputable podcast, brought a lot of his listeners over. And that episode has done very well compared to some of our episodes. And I can't believe that is the trivia round we have on an episode that has been listened by so many people. I just may add in. Anyway, let's stop asking questions about movies and let's start giving our opinions on movies. That's what people came for. Not for a nice little quiz. They came for opinions.
Well, not until I've done the closing jingle.
Oh, for fuck's sake, go on.
Okay. Da, 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 da. Now, I have got this game, but I haven't played it.
Do you listen, when you listen back to the episode before it goes out, do you listen and write down the line that I've said that you're gonna put on that you do, don't, and see it in your eyes? Anyway, we're going to now go on to our video game movie choices. We're going to go on to our best, our worst, and one that we want, that we yearn for in our loins, because that's the only place I know how to yearn from. Do you yearn from anywhere else?
Loins mainly.
Loins and Scarborough. So we'll go in first with our favourite video game movies. Boxy, do you want to roll the dice first? What is your favourite ever video game movie?
Well, it ties in quite well with what we were talking about, bad films and why we like them. I know this film is terrible, but I still really like it. I grew up with it. I used to watch it all the time. And it's the original Super Mario Brothers film. Now, this had so much hype back in the day. Bob Hoskins was on board. He was a short, fat bloke with a mustache, so he was the perfect casting for Mario. John Leguizamo, I don't know how to
That's
pronounce his name,
Luigi,
but
isn't he?
he was Luigi.
Do you reckon they picked him because his name sounded a little bit like Luigi?
Yeah, just a little bit Italian. That'll do us. And Dennis Hopper, who played King Cooper in his most hammy, over-the-top performance of all time. Now, I will defend this film until I die because everyone panned it and they said it was a load of shit and it didn't have anything really to do with the original source material. But you got to remember that back in the day, Mario was literally 2D and the whole plot was him just saving a princess from Bowser. That's all they had to go on, going through these various
Well,
worlds.
they also had the fact that the bad guy was like a massive dragon.
And I kind of thought, yeah, and why they didn't use Bowser as the main guy and they chose King Cooper instead is another thing entirely.
Look,
But
is King Koopa not Bowser?
I thought King Cooper was somebody else.
I'm sure King Koopa is Bowser, and you're a Nintendo boy. Who is King Koopa? Because he's King Bowser, King of the Koopas. Bowser?
Seriously?
He's supposed to be Bowser?
Oh God, well that's just unlocked, 33 years of confusion.
So King Koopa in Japanese is known as King Koopa means King Bowser.
So
King
Dennis Hopper is Bowser.
is Bowser. He's supposed to be Bowser. That's what I'm saying.
Oh fuck, I thought he was just some dickhead who's doing something completely
No,
different.
he's Bowser. But I think that they use the King Koopa. So, like, kids going at that age without the internet and stuff like that probably thought it was someone like yourself who was a big Mario jerk off boy. We're like, oh, it's not Bowser. It's fine.
Well, that's just made the film 10 times better. No, I applaud them for actually trying to do something creative with the storyline because it's all about meteorites and splitting dimensions and taking Mario and Luigi from the real world into this weird fungus-infested version of New York City. And it's really weird, and the acting's all over the place. But I remember every single moment of that film. And they've got these two comedy relief dickheads called Iggy and Spike, who are supposed to be like the Lakutas or whatever they are. And the humor's terrible, and they have like gum battles, and the bomb turns up at one point, and they put these rockets in their boots to make them fly. And I think it's creative that they try to make something kind of realistic with the very minimal source material that they had. But I kind of acknowledge that it's kind of a shit film. And I think it's funny because the directors were a husband and wife,
Did they
and
fall out or get divorced or something?
they really fell out
Did they?
during the filming of it all.
Fucking
And to get through it, Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo had to drink a lot of whiskey to get through it. And I think that's funny. A shit film that I grew up on and I really like.
I'm not gonna go to town on it, although it's a film that I don't like, and I don't think is bad enough to be classed as so bad it's good. But my film as well. And when I was thinking about, right, what's my favourite video game movie? There were no movies that jumped out that were there for being good. There were no films where, like, that's an amazing film. That's why I like it. And the film that jumped out for me was the original Tomb Raiders with Angelina Jolie. And she, she, they are so, they're not so, like, bad, they're good, they're just cheesy. And fun. And I think when we talk about Tomb Raider and you talk about Tomb Raider, and we talked a while ago about character ranked, and you said, I hate new Tomb Raider and I like original Tomb Raider. I think it's a little bit like that with the films. They brought out the new Tomb Raider, and I remember watching the film and thinking, it was good. Was it Anna Sil oh, I don't know, whatever. It was good, it was okay, it was a nice action film, but I can't remember anything of it. I can remember one scene that was something to do with a plane in a river. But I'm sure that was in the game as well, and I can remember it from there. The original Tomb Raider film and the Tomb Raider, the Cradle of Life, I think was the second one, were just good and funny. And Daniel Craig's there before he's Bond, being all Bond-esque. And it's just fun, stupid. The scene where she's got, like, for some reason in our big mansion, she's got like elastic bands so she can do flips in the middle of a stairway or whatever. Then bad guys happen to turn up, and that scene is just so absurd, but so absurd it's fun. You know what I mean? It's like watching a Matrix sequence and stuff like that. And I loved it. I loved it as a kid, growing up, obviously. I mean, when it had come out, Angelina Jolie dressed up as Lara Croft. I mean, I always go down that route, but it was just good fun. And I love the Tomb Raider games as well. So it was like a film came out. It wasn't terrible. It was good. It was fun. More people were talking about a game I loved when a time where sort of gaming wasn't as big as it was now. Do you know, it is Tomb Raider, Lara Croft. If you weren't around at the time when like Lara Croft came out, she literally took the world by storm. You watch it, you're reading magazines and stuff, like normal magazines, like gaming magazines, I don't know, for normal people. And there'd be adverts with like Lara Croft as the model and stuff in it. Like, I remember one for LucasAid. I always remember she advertised LucasAid and stuff like that. So it was just like, I think that whole time and that nostalgia around it, like, I could talk about that film around family and friends who were non-gamers as well, and they'd watch it and enjoyed it and stuff like that. So that was really cool.
It wasn't bad. There's only one thing in that film that I absolutely hate to my core, and it's the stereotypical British comedy relief that they put in her tech support or something like that.
Isn't it Arnold Rimmer from Norris? Does he play the Doesn't he play the butler or something?
He probably plays the butler, but her tech support person, he's so over the top British, and this is why I think the Americans hate us so much, because they look at films like that, they see this bumbling British baboon, and think that's how we all are.
Well, shall I tell you what, like, the worst thing is with that? He wasn't in the games originally, that bumbling tech. Didn't they put him in like Legend and Anniversary? I'm pretty sure he's in. So not only was he terrible in the film, he then managed to get into the games from that. So
terrible decision.
Double bubble.
Because I remember when they're having that shootout when she's on her elastic gymnast equipment. And then it's all gone crazy and shootouts and blood and everything like that. And he's just hiding going, oh, bugger. And I thought, for fuck's sake, no wonder the world hates us.
But that was exactly what you would do.
I wouldn't say bugger.
Well, it was like, it would have been like a 12 or a PG. They'd have went for a low age rating. So there's no way he's going, oh, fuck cobblers.
I'd say that cunt's got a bazooka.
Anyway, I strap myself in for a hot take, because next we're moving on to worst movies.
Are you going to say a really good one?
Some people might think it's really good, but I don't. And we've already been down the darkened alley of bad films are actually quite good. You can't get angry at them. They're on a shoestring budget. Some of them know what they are. That's fine. What I don't like is games that turn people into twats. Movies. And a movie that did that recently was the Minecraft movie. Now, I'm not really a Minecraft player, but why does Minecraft need a film firstly, when we've got so many amazingly narrative-driven games that haven't got one? Minecraft, where I build a tower with squares, is getting one. Class. Then you get subjected to the youth of today. This is 30-something game for a reason. If you're not 30-something, go away, right? Go back to get hurt and triggered because I'm talking about you, and be offended, right? Fuck off. In the cinema, a kid's film, people, when something comes on the screen, jumping around and throwing popcorn and making other people's lives hell, just stop it. And then I'm a teacher. So do you know how many times I've heard 10-year-olds sing fucking Lava Chicken? For me, that film has had such a stain on society. It can piss off.
Well, okay, let's back up a bit. So you're saying you don't hate the film for what
I've
it is,
seen
you
it.
Hate it for what
I've
it represents.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, but like,
well, you can't... Oh, God. Tom, you have to pick a film that you've
seen. If I have not seen a film and I hate it with my soul, it must be a pretty bad film.
Yeah, but that's not fair. You can't judge something just from what it represents.
Life's not fair.
Well, that's like me saying, oh, I hate
Taylor Swift. We are on the internet in 2025. I can definitely hate something because of what it represents, because that's what the internet was made for.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wasn't that hot on Scissor Sisters until I saw them at Glastonbury over the weekend. Mate, they blew me away.
I don't know if you're being serious. I've not seen it. Were they terrible or were they really
good? No, they
were
great. Absolutely great. What a performance.
I can't remember a Scissor Sisters song.
Oh, come on.
As soon as I hear the title, I'll be able to sing you it. But at the minute, I can't think of a Scissor Sisters song.
I don't feel like dancing.
I don't feel like dancing. Dancing. Was that Scissor Sisters?
No, that was not Scissor Sisters.
Yes, it
was, yeah.
Dancing. Are the Scissor Sisters two girls?
No, there's a guy there.
Well, how can there be sisters and scissoring?
I think...
just hurt your balls?
I mean, I think it's the kind of like, hey, sister, because I think Jake Shears is gay, so I think...
It doesn't mean he can scissor and not squash his balls.
Okay, we're getting quite thick into this at the moment. I was just saying I enjoyed their Glastonbury performance.
Okay.
But I still think if you're having a go at Minecraft, you should really have seen the film.
No. I refused to see it. I wanted to go and see it, but because of what it brought in, nah.
Well, I haven't seen it either, so I can't really comment, to be fair.
Just say but... yes, Tom. Yes.
No, I'd never say
it's
that.
It's negatively impacted social, economic, cultural value this world has.
It's made a shit ton of money, though. But I agree with you. Why make a film out of Minecraft? It's got fucking no storyline. They just want the money.
Yeah.
But can't blame them. My most hated one is one we've already mentioned. Max Payne.
Mm.
They fucked that up so royally that I always think it's the same with the Uncharted film. You've got it all there.
It's written like a movie. It's cinematic. Yeah. You don't have to change it.
No, but I mean, the casting was all wrong. I mean, Marky Mark as Max Payne, I mean, it doesn't do it for me. It should have been someone like Joaquin Phoenix or something like that. Someone with
Can
a bit of grit.
You just pronounce one person's name right.
That is how you pronounce it.
Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin? You didn't say Joaquin? You
said
like Joaquin or something?
I said, well, no, because you're just going to be like, oh, I'm the editing god and I'm going to go back to when you first said it.
And the best thing is, because you've said it wrong now, even if you did it, I could take that out, put it above where you said it, make it sound like you did.
This is what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, whatever. Come on, right, so.
Yeah, so it should have been someone like Joaquin Phoenix or like
Is Joaquin Phoenix as Max Payne? I don't think so.
Yeah, because he's weird and damaged, but he's got an edge to it.
Are you thinking of his like sort of Joker-esque role? When you think of Max Payne, I feel like Max Payne's more put together than that. Yes, he's whatever happened to his wife and his kid, like sends him over the edge, but he's more controlled with it.
I've got a better person, Michael Shannon.
Who's that?
He was Zod in Man of Steel.
I've seen that film, but I only really watched that film to get into the Mrs.'s trousers because she really liked it. So I didn't really pay attention.
Sometimes we share too much on this podcast. Now, Michael Shannon was also in The Shape of Water, which is a beautiful film.
Is that about someone shagging the Loch Ness Monster?
Shagging a merman.
Is he fish on the top or fish on the bottom?
Yeah, he has an aquatic penis that appears when you knock three times or something.
Do you ever wake up in the morning and like think, well, I didn't think I was going to see aquatic penis yesterday?
Well, with our conversations, Tom, nothing surprises me anymore.
Okay.
So, yeah, going back to Marky Mark. They fucked up that story completely. And I know Max Payne is a little bit out there with the Norse mythology and the bats and the hyper super soldiers and stuff. But they had a really good gangster storyline in the games. And the film just completely ignores that.
All you could have done is made it a little bit less sort of, like you say, supernaturally Norsey. But kept everything the same, and I just don't. I don't know. Like I feel like they could have kept the comic book cut somehow as well. Sometimes I can't remember the one thing I remember at the start is he falling out like a skyscraper. It's just I agree with you, because Max Payne was going to be my choice until I thought of Minecraft. So I'm completely with you. It's a film. Max Payne is the worst film for me that I've seen.
Yeah, but a film you haven't seen just takes the cake, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a good job I did. I would have just said the same thing, and this would have been boring. So just think about the podcast.
In Max Payne, the film, no red dribbly bits have come.
That's what I went to the cinema for.
That's
what maybe, I think maybe not in your cinema seat, but that was in mine.
But what I don't get is they could have made a really cool psychological study of the character of Max, because he's really interesting. He's really damaged and he's all fucked up, but he's trying to do the right thing.
Do you think Hollywood just saw the bullet time and thought, oh, we'll cash in, some nerds will watch this because it's Max Payne, and we'll put some bullet time in it and the Matrix is big?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what they've done, isn't it? It's execs coming in. Did they buy the rights from Remedy? Because Remedy are normally quite... I was going to say they're not, they love their sort of their games and stuff, but they ended up selling Max Payne to Rockstar, didn't they? So they're not that precious over them.
I don't know.
Max Payne 3 is not anything to do with Remedy, is it?
No, it's a bit more Rockstar-esque, that one, isn't it? It's a bit more wacky.
I do really like it. They do keep a lot of the thematic sort of... nuggets going through. I was trying to think of something really like sensible, and I've got a degree in English literature, but nuggets was the only thing that came to mind. But then I also thought it was quite good, because I thought, although it went Rockstar-y because it was Rockstar, it was well described and well sort of put on the story, because he went and became an alcoholic. So he would change as a person, so I thought it was quite good. Apart from the scenes where he's drunk and it's all blurry all the time, that can go away. That was painful to play through. But I really want to do the is it New York Minute or something? I think they've got them on all the Max Payne games, where you start with 1 minute to finish the game, but every time you kill a character, you get like 10 seconds, and if you get a headshot, you get 15 seconds.
That sounds cool.
You build up like a bank of time, and then like the certain parts where there's no, it looks really cool. It's really hard. Like, again, I know through like trophy hunting, but it's a really cool mode. It's a really cool idea, and I've never tried it. Anyway, those are good and bad films. Boxy, if you could choose something to turn into a film,
well, this was hard, because I've got so many things that would be awesome.
Did you find it hard as well? Because I kept thinking of stuff and then going, nah, that would be better as a TV series.
I don't know, really. I mean, I'm going to put on my pretentious hat with my final answer. But just to show you that I'm not a complete stuck-up twat, I did put down some other things as well. Okay. So I think Wolfenstein, The New Order, would be a great film, because that's just bonkers. Mm-hmm. Space Nazis on the Moon. I think the Metro series would be great, because that's... just writes itself, same way as Max Payne. It's bleak. Whole community living underground in Soviet Russia. It'd be wonderful. But I ultimately settled on Shadow of the Colossus. Wow. Now, I have to explain this, because trivia, well, fun fact, there is actually talks of a Shadow of the Colossus film. But from what I have read, they are going to massively fuck it up. Now, they had a really good director kind of on board with it, and he jumped ship from what I read. And the script is all about a fast-talking, quippy, dickhead Wanda, who's very snarky and confrontational and all this stuff. He's like an Aladdin sort of character. And you're like, well, no, that's not what this film is all about. So back in the day when I had time, I wrote a way that they could film Shadow of the Colossus and it would be good. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely putting my hard English third to good use here. Right. Shadow of the Colossus as a structure has 16 boss battles, which is not going to be good for films. Trust me. People get very bored after the first few colossi. So what you do is, the bits where he's in the Colossus land is silent. Okay. and you don't have any dialogue between him and the horse or anything like that. But because it leaves a big question open about why he's in this situation and why his girlfriend, who's called Mono, which is a terrible name for a girl, by the way, because that's like something you get when you've got like an STD and you get.
Could when she talks, her audio only come out one channel?
Maybe, but I was kind of
That's an
thinking
audio designer's joke, sorry.
he could have a terrible joke. He could have a flashback to what happened to Mono and how he got the sword, which allows him to kill all the Colossi. So I think you've got these two stories juxtaposing each other, and then you jump back into the Colossus battles when you get the drama beats from what happened before. So you get an insight into their love story, it evolves the source material, and it elevates the experience, which is what these things should be doing. Now, I don't think if they just shot for shot 16 Colossus battles over an hour and a half, I don't think that would be entertaining in the slightest. You have to break it up a bit, and I think that would be a good way to do it.
Would you add dialogue in? Because it's renowned. There's very little dialogue. Does the main character talk? I know, obviously, the voice. I always have it in Japanese, so it's
Yeah,
like,
so
but
he
then
goes,
does he
"Allo."
respond to it or not?
He goes, "Allo," and then when he's in battle, he goes, "Pandal."
Is he in the French Resistance? Does he go, allo, allo?
Does sound a bit like that. Well, I think when he's in the
But would
land,
you add more? Are you seeing through your flashbacks, that's where you add your dialogue and your story beats and stuff like that?
yeah, that's
Yeah,
where
that's
it all would be.
bad
No, it's not
idea.
bad. That's a
I
good idea.
completely agree with you. It would be great, but it's a TV series. That's not a movie.
Mm,
I
yeah, you
feel
might be
like that's a
right.
TV series. Give 16 episodes, and each episode is a Colossi with a
Yeah,
flashback of a
but
different
then
part of the story. Or, I mean, take a couple of the Colossi out. That's 16's a lot.
that's a good shout. We're actually on a good workshop here.
I mean, we've got no film making skills at all. Have you seen our TikToks?
But that's actually a good idea. You have one series with 16 episodes with the Colossus battle right at the end of everyone, and then you get all the exposition and
Or
shit
you or to use
before.
to use a pretentious word you used, you could have a juxtaposition where each battle represents whatever type the moral of the flashback is. Do you know what I mean? Whether it's resilience or not giving up or blah blah blah, and the fight is interspersed with like different moments of calm go back to that point, which is what spurs them on to beat the Colossi, and then you're building up the relationship with the characters through the fights until you get the end, and then the twist at the end is even more heartbreaking.
Love it, mate. I'm waiting for the phone call from Hollywood straight after this episode.
Who's got the licenses? The Japanese. The Japanese aren't going to work with us Western boys.
It's Team Ico.
The Western boys.
But, mate, what a series that would be.
But I can agree with you and have those amazing thoughts and then still say you're wrong because it wouldn't be a good movie. I think you could make a good movie out of it, but I think you'd have to cut a lot out. Like you say, how many
You
in a
would.
movie, an hour and a half movie, how many realistic, if you want to make the Colossi seem impressive, you can't have a short fight, you know what I mean? You're not going to have an 80s montage where he takes 10 down like 15 minutes from the end. How many realistically do you think you could put in into the actual film?
I think you should have the montage and play Danger Zone in the background.
You've got to have the same thought. We're gonna have a montage, montage. You got to have that one just slaying them. It's but the rest of the film matches the theme of Shadow of the Colossus. It's all like grayscaled a little bit, and it's quiet and it's calm, and then just suddenly, like 20 minutes on the end, we're gonna have a montage, and then just proper 80s slicing and dicing with all the Colossi.
In South Park, the Chinese, Kanekikotolo, protect my balls.
And then a knife to the like a Colossi's got one of the marks on his balls, and he straight in there, writes itself. There we go. We've got
That's
two
itself.
different angles, Hollywood, whichever one you want.
Trust me, think of the immersion in that film, though, and the sense of scale and isolation. They could do something really cool with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
from what I've heard...
But I think it would be very... It's not going to happen, because I don't think, although it's a cult classic, I don't think it has a big enough fan base to make it monetarily good for the studio to go for it. And I don't think it has the widespread appeal of I've not played the game... To drag people in.
I think it does. It's a monster movie.
Will you put your millions up and you lose them?
I'll put my £12.30 forward.
£12.30, that's very specific. That sounds like a man crawling to payday who knows exactly how much is left in his debit account, because that's me in the last couple of weeks. £36.40 we've got love for 2 weeks worth of food for four.
I'm not surprised when you're willing to spend 350 quid odd on fucking PlayStation 2 games from CEX. Anyway, what's your choice for this?
I bought Castlevania Curse of Shadows for £90.
Ooh, good shout. It's a good game.
It's 130 in CEX. I got it. If you have a look at my TikTok, I received it in very good packaging. Craig's Gaming Corner, thank you very much. You had two. It's pristine. Honestly, looks new. Anyway, I chose two. Because I knew that yours would be wrong and it should be a TV series, and both of mine should be films.
Okay.
One of them is, and it would be a trilogy, because the game's going to be a trilogy, it would be Horizon Zero Dawn.
Ugh, okay.
Well, it would be a great game anyway, so take that sound back, right? What was that? What's that?
Ugh.
I didn't at your wrong answer.
First of all, there's no wrong answers in this. This is just our opinion.
Wrong. Anyway, Horizon, robot dinosaurs. The robot dinosaurs is your action, your sequences. You know, your thinking Transformers, Michael Bay, all that shit. For the people there, but the story is really good about someone getting shunned from a tribe and working the way and find out what's happened before and stuff. I just think it's such a good story as well. But it is a long game, but a lot of the side quests and stuff like that don't need to be in it. You just follow that main vein of the story, it would make a great film. And the second one is just an obvious one, which is why I didn't go for it, was Bioshock. The original Bioshock would be a great film.
It would be.
You don't need a TV series. You could have a TV series from that and expand it more, but you could put that in an hour and a half, 2 hours easily. Really good action, great story, great twist, great atmosphere, great soundtrack. It's got everything Bioshock. Bioshock's got to be getting made into a film. That's got to be in the rumour mill somewhere. Have you heard about it or not?
I think there was talks of it, and I mean, I use Wikipedia for most of my research. As most people do. I swear they did talk about a TV adaption or something like that, but my internet's not fully working at the moment, so I'll just have to take my word for it. No, Bioshock is a great shout.
Yeah.
Horizon Zero Dawn, I mean, fucking hell, it's just Jurassic Park. Like,
It's not. The story is not about the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs, like, the whole, if you haven't played the game, the whole mystery is, why the fuck is the robot dinosaurs and, like, essentially cave people at the same time? Why is this high-end technology with this sort of lower-formed society? Where's it come from? And finding out that story and then the... spoilers, okay? I'm going to say spoilers because I do love this game, and if you haven't played it, go and play it. So skip ahead. I don't know how long because I'm in the middle of recording it now, but skip ahead. The fact that she's like a clone of the woman who created them, which is why she can get into these places that they haven't been able to get into before and unlock stuff and get the story. And it was like an end of world event that that people of the time realized, we are too far fucked. We can't fix it. All we can do is help humanity come back. And they built all of these cradles to help society come back once the world it's a great story.
I'm completely with you. I know you love the game. It's not one of my personal favorites. It's Jurassic Park in the
it's
future.
It's not Jurassic Park in the future. It's not. Jurassic Park and Jurassic World are about the dinosaurs. You can't see this, but he's got a toy dinosaur on it. Was that a Velociraptor?
Yeah, I think so.
There are so many more dinosaurs than I knew as a kid. The books that I have for my bairns now that I read, there's like so many dinosaurs. I'm like, we were never told about this as a kid. Like an Anki.
We just spoke about T-Rex.
T-Rex, Diplodocus, Stegosaurus, Triceratops, done. Velociraptor.
Plenty more than that.
Clever girl. Anyway, in the comments, let us know what's your best film, what's your worst film, and of course, which one would you make into a film? Now, it's time for the best part of the episode. People might say it's because it's near the end. I say it's because it's just amazing. And this one I thought was really easy. Really easy. And I've got a few people messaging me saying they haven't got it. And I know, but I know they like it. Because I know you try to pretend you don't like this. I know they like it because they said, don't tell me. Because I want to try and work it out on the next episode as you sort of like start and discuss it again. So did you get this one?
I did.
Right, I'm gonna just not give you any props. I know that Boxy got this one because the last episode we recorded with Dan, and Dan was very good and got it straight away. But obviously because he wanted to give him a little snack treat for being on the episode, I told him that he was right and Boxy was there. So Boxy got it because someone else got it first. Do you think you would have got it without Dan getting it?
Well, would you believe me if I said I completely what Dan said and about the whole Rockbusters thing entirely? So I had to re-listen to the last bit of the podcast to hear the clue again. Can you just say the clue
for the purpose of people listening? The Rockbuster was, let's cancel Pasquale's instrument because it's like that one that's as squeaky as his fucking voice.
Okay, so I Googled Pasquale's instrument because I thought that would be a big clue.
That's what did you Google it on? That black and orange side, Pasquale's instrument.
Pasquale's instrument, and it came up with like a lute or something like that. But then it saw a banjo and high pitched banjo kazooie.
Yeah, it's banjo kazooie. That's you wouldn't have got it. There's no way if you're typing in Pasquale's instrument, because the clue wasn't alluding to the fact that Pasquale plays an instrument. It was alluding to a high-pitched, squeaky instrument, which was very clever because his voice is high-pitched. These clues are top tier. So
well,
let's
let's
cancel ban Pasquale's. His first name is Jaws, so ban Jaws instrument because it's like his voice kazooie. Because it's the instrument like that one. It's not kazoo. It's not Banjo's kazoo, which would have been good enough to get anyway. It's Banjo's kazooie. I am next level when it comes to coming up with these Rockbusters. And you're just poor. And they're wasted on you.
I mean, you're certainly on another level to everybody else. I'll give you that. No, I got that. Honestly, you know how bad my memory is. I did completely forget that Dan gave me the answer.
but this isn't fair. Because if you typed in Pasquale's instrument and a banjo came up, right?
Mm.
That was nothing to do with the clue. The ban and jaw came from Pasquale and cancel him. Anyway, move on because you're a cheat. So the new one, I've already texted you and said that you will like it because it contains semen. And it's
wonderful.
I know what floats your boat. So, could we have extra of those lanky creatures hanging upside down and covered in semen? Could we have extra of those lanky creatures hanging upside down and covered in semen?
One more time.
One more time with passion. Could we have some extra of those lanky creatures hanging upside down and covered in semen? Do you know what I actually thought about when I made this clue? I've got a very
nice man that gets into my chat in stream. He's called John Gamer Turtle UK. Go and follow him if you don't already on TikTok. And he's a headmaster. I call him the Demon Headmaster. And cool. He uses these rock busters in his assemblies with the kids.
Oh,
and he says he has to edit some of them. And I thought, can I come up with the one? And this is a challenge to you. Okay, John. Can you make that clue kid friendly? I mean, the secondary school, so they're probably like 16 and 17. But there's no way you can be talking about semen with 16 and 17 year olds. Not if you're a headmaster. Surely not. You're looking deep in thought. And I know boxing is deep in... Have you?
I've actually got it, yep.
Oh, fuming. Well, I'm so proud of myself when I made that one. Is that a good one?
It's not bad. I got it all asked about face, but now I've rearranged the letters. I've got it.
All of the clues are in order. Every single rock buster I do, if you get the clue and you put them in the order that they turn up in the sentence, they will work. I don't know what's hard about that.
No. I broke this. I thought about
this. Are you Chinese?
Yes.
You mean a backwards?
I thought about this one logically, and I've got it. So, and unbeknownst to the public, we are recording the next episode straight after this one.
And well, that's why I thought you were deep in thought, because you haven't got like a week to try and work it out.
No, thank God. So, yeah, pleasure as always. I'll speak to you in the next few minutes on the next one.
It will be lovely. Yes, thank you very much for joining us on our podcast, 30-something Gamers. Like you mentioned before, please use a review if you can. Catch us on all the different socials and stuff. It's in the bio. Who cares? Thank you for jumping along. Please listen to our next little useless microtransaction. We'll be out on Saturday. And join us again next week to find out whether Boxy actually got it or whether he's talking absolute horseradish.
See you later.